This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The face of one Central Arkansas media entity is changing. The Arkansas Times, which for more than 25 years has been a weekly publication, will transition in February into a glossy monthly magazine. Alan Leverett is publisher and joins me now on the line. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Michael.
The Arkansas Times was originally a monthly, but after the closing of the Arkansas Gazette, transitioned into a weekly to provide more timely coverage. What's prompting the switchback?
Well, you know, when we started, it was pre-internet. And so by going weekly, we could do more. We'd hired all these people from the Gazette as the Gazette was shutting down. And so we wanted to go to a weekly format so we could do more breaking news. It was easier. And also we could talk about what was coming up this weekend from a cultural and entertainment point of view. So it made perfect sense. Since then, all that coverage and entertainment coverage has migrated to our website, which had like 440,000 unique visitors last month. So it's a really large web presence. And that gives us an opportunity as we're seeing all that migrating to the web, and that's really where it belongs because that's, you know, up to the second. The magazine, going back to a glossy four-color magazine, that gives us a chance to not only do investigative reporting, which is sort of what brung us to the dance, but also it gives us an opportunity to do long-form journalism, to do beautiful travel pieces, to be able to stretch out the magazine with photography and really tell Arkansas' story. When we started the Arkansas Times in 1974, I mean, we were all in our 20s, and we were just in love with discovering Arkansas. And so this gives us a chance to go back and rediscover that, while at the same time, you know, taking a stand, standing up for values that we think are important in terms of supporting education in Arkansas, in terms of fighting bigotry and intolerance, and a lot of the stupidity that you see at the legislature.
Any business model change? Are you reducing staff or is staff staying about the same?
There's no layoffs at all. We're in good shape financially. But the world has changed, and just newspapers all over the country, you know, they've been ravaged by the web. I think, and this is just me, but I think it's harder to replicate an experience with a magazine than it is with a newspaper when you're talking about online. I mean, to sit down, I sat down with Condé Nast Traveler last night. And it's this beautiful magazine. It's got great photography. I love the way the magazine smells, the tactile experience of holding a magazine and reading a magazine. I mean, I get it online as well, but I much prefer to read it as a magazine. So I think the magazine has been able to retain its uniqueness, whereas it's been more difficult to do that with a newspaper.
And with a magazine, you will get that smell with the glossy.
You do. But at the same time, like with the Times, I mean, we're doing, you know, hundreds of thousands of unique visitors. Plus, we've sold $1,650, $100 a year subscriptions because we have a pretty tight paywall now on the Times online. And we've asked people, look, if you believe in the kind of journalism we do, if you believe in the kinds of things that we stand for as a progressive publication, then we need your help. We need you to subscribe. And they really have stepped up.
And right now, the weekly publication is free, can be picked up in a lot of places.
$600.
The website is $9.99 a month. Will the magazine have a cover price?
No, the magazine will continue to be free. But what you get with the website, most importantly, is Max Brantley and the Arkansas blog. I mean, there is nobody. Max knows where every body is buried out at the state capitol, okay? And he's not shy about telling you where they are. So Max knows what he's doing. He sits up there like a bond daddy with his earphones on all day, and these people are calling in out at the legislation and everything, and they're talking to him, both Republicans and Democrats. And when it comes to breaking news, when it comes to talking about what's inside and behind the scenes, what's really going on out there, Max Brantley is the guy to go to, and that's why our traffic is so much higher than it should be in a market our size. When I look at other newspapers from cities our size, their traffic doesn't approach it. And it's not anything I've done. It's what Max has done.
And I understand the website will also be undergoing a redesign?
Yeah, we have an enormously talented digital director, Jordan Little. And so for the first time, we're changing our content management system, and he's going to be able to redesign our website. He'll be able to do full-screen photography that we've never been able to do. He's just got so many ideas that he's bringing to this website. So really, the website has become, you know, our largest megaphone, if you will, in terms of getting the news out to the largest number of people. And so we're completely redoing our website, and we're relaunching it in the 1st of February at the same time that we launched the Buffy magazine.
And you have several other magazines you publish. Are those changing any?
No. El Latino is our weekly Spanish language newspaper that we do for the immigrant community here in Central Arkansas, and it's been very successful. We've got Savvy, which is our parenting magazine. We've got Arkansas Wild, which comes out 6 times a year. We do 4 issues of Bike magazine, biking, cycling in Arkansas. So we do a lot of niche publications, and you have to do that if you're going to operate in a small market. But the thing that gets me up every morning and gets me to work is, truthfully, is the Arkansas Times, because that was the publication that gave us meaning in terms of having our work mean something besides just a paycheck. And so it's never been afraid to stand up and tell the truth. And that's what we hope to continue doing.
And finally, you mentioned there have been drastic changes in the media industry and newspapers in particular. Where do you see the Arkansas Times in 5 or 10 years?
Well, you know, that is a, you know, if you're in the media business, that's a hard thing to predict. I don't think magazines are going anywhere. Frankly, I think they'll still be newspapers. But what we're trying to do is be intelligent and being objective about this. And we see a lot of the reasons why we went weekly not being there anymore, because we've migrated so much of our content onto our website. And so we think that monthly magazine is the way to go. And it will be very different from existing publications, because the existing magazines that are in Central Arkansas, they bring a very soft focus to the state. They're not going to offend anyone. They're primarily shelter magazines, women's magazines. There's the Democrat does a magazine that's sort of like Southern Living for Arkansas. But, you know, no one's going to risk a dime taking a stand on an issue. And that's what the Times will do, and it's what it's done for 45 years.
Alan Leverett is publisher of the Arkansas Times, which again is transitioning from a weekly magazine to a monthly magazine. Alan, thanks for talking with
me. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
This is KUAR 89.1.